Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Greetings, salutations. We wake up in a great mood, everybody, on a Friday morning. Yeah, as we get ready for the NFL playoff weekend, yeah, our team's not in it, but they were last week, so we're still kind of happy about that. But last night, we got to drop the vulcanized hard rubber biscuit for the first time this year. Been waiting since October. You know, normally we get going in October. And we've had to wait, wait, and wait. And how many times, hey, look, yesterday, I mean, sometimes you get lucky, okay? Sometimes you get lucky. That's all this is. But yesterday on the show, we talked about how Nicholas Backstrom, 14 assists in season-opening games, but he had never scored a goal. You know, second only to Dougie Gilmore, who had 17 assists in season openers during his 18 years as a National Hockey League player. Well, last night, of course, who lit the lamp first? Who lit the lamp first? None other than Nicholas Backstrom. Let's hope, okay, let's hope that we have some of that karma during the course of the season for this hockey team. Because right now, our other winter sports team is struggling just a little bit. And it has nothing to do with making jump shots or playing defense. Right now they're struggling with playing defense against COVID. And our, you know, thoughts and prayers are with all of these Wizards staff and personnel right now, because when you get this type of an outbreak, you just don't know how many people it could run through here. And, you know, I don't care if they play a game for another 2 weeks. Let's get everybody healthy. Let's get everybody healthy, because that's the important thing right now. It doesn't matter whether they play a game. It really doesn't. Fred Katz from The Athletic will join us, though, at 12 o'clock, and we'll talk about that as this outbreak for Washington, you know, took another step with two more people. That's up to five now. You know, one person, that's kind of an outlier. You know, hey, you know, this thing is random, too, man. It doesn't, you know, it's random in who it attacks, okay? Just like the flu and all this other stuff. You don't know when a virus is going to come up, okay? You don't know when a virus is going to come up or any kind of an infection, you know? We're not medical people. It's not like we can see it coming. So let's hope that all of the personnel with the Wizards gets healthy, and we'll let you come back and play basketball whenever everybody's healthy. You know, if it means we'll see you in a couple of weeks, great. But last night in Buffalo, Peter Laviolette's debut, look, they get the 2 points. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. They get the 2 points. And how many times during the Alexander Ovechkin era have the Capitals scored 6 goals and he doesn't have any of them? You know, I think that, if anything, last night, you know, we talked about it. We've talked about it on this show. If the power play was going to be better, it could not just be Ovi from the office. And it wasn't. It wasn't. He had multiple assists last night. Peter Laviolette's, you know, game plan. Let's get pucks to the net. Brendan Dillon does that, and hey, lo and behold, he gets one through the traffic and scores a goal. He's one of the least likely people in the National Hockey League to score a goal. He ended an incredible drought. So for game one, in terms of seeing the philosophy, you know what the philosophy is. Players, for the most part, trying to abide by it, did a solid job doing it. You get the puck around the net, good things can happen. Got to tighten things up a little bit on defense. Got to stop taking penalties. You know, that's still in game one, you know, that's one thing that can trip this team up. Is if you put other people as good as your, you know, penalty kill can be, you know, you can't give good teams in the National Hockey League extra opportunities with a man up. So, you know, you got to watch the penalties. See how they bounce back tonight. Back-to-backs are going to be a decent portion of this schedule. So you're going to find out what this team and the depth is like. Maybe your third and fourth lines get a little more ice time coming up tonight. Likely to see Vanecek, obviously, in goal as well. So game two tonight for Washington and Buffalo, and we've got it for you here coming up. But last night for game one, hey, man, you put up six goals, that's going to win you a lot of hockey games, especially if you put up six without Alexander Ovechkin getting one. That's an even better sign for this hockey team right now. So for night number one, things are okay. We'll take that. We'll react to that this hour. Your calls welcome. Your thoughts on the opener at 1-800-636-1067 on the AAA Always On Call listener line. A couple of other, you know, the Wizards thing, you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit there within the point, but still, as you look around the NBA right now, you know, we're seeing multiple games getting postponed, and look, there's no bubble. You're not going to bubble up with this many games to play. Could they have done things maybe like the NHL and done regional bubbles? It's not impossible that they could have done that. Not impossible they could have done that, but, you know, 72 games, it's an awful lot of games to get through. It's not going to be like the Washington football team who, you know, tip of the cap to Ryan Vermilion. My goodness, how he and that training staff and the players got through this NFL season, you know, virtually unblemished. Crazy. It's crazy. It's good. It's excellent discipline by the players and personnel. And it's also good luck. It's also very good luck, to be completely honest with you. So, you know, the Wizards aren't the only team around the league that have been affected by this, and the NBA is going to have to continue on here and find ways, you know, to make this work throughout the course of the season. If you are a Maryland basketball fan, do not sleep on tonight's opponent. That's right. With the Nebraska game getting canceled, they have rescheduled a game coming up tonight with Wingate, Division II team. Now, Wingate has a win over Queens, who beat Howard and, for all intents and purposes, should have beat George Mason. So this may not necessarily be a cakewalk for Maryland coming up tonight against Wingate. But I applaud Mark Turgeon and the Maryland program for this, for doing this. And here's why. Here's why. You're asking your kids right now to make extraordinary commitments from a discipline standpoint. And you're trying to reward them for doing that. And going out and getting them competition against anybody at this point should be the reward if you can find it for them. And while this is kind of a tricky, you know, could be a dangerous spot, because obviously Wingate's got nothing to lose, man. They're going to throw caution to the wind, play hard as hell, and see if they can upset the Division I team. You know, I mean, Queens is a team that, you know, played three D1 games, and Wingate beat them. So, may not necessarily be a cakewalk tonight for Maryland, but kudos to Mark Turgeon in Maryland for at least finding these kids competition, because of all the extraordinary things you're asking these players to do under these circumstances. This is not the college environment that kids, you know, expect to have when they show up. I mean, American and Navy, I got to call four games this weekend between American and Navy, two men and two women. They're all going to be in Annapolis, you know, because that's where they've decided to schedule these games. Teams are going to play four at American later on this year between the men and the women. But the fact that we're getting competition for these kids, regardless of whether it's a conference game or not, tip of the cap to Mark Turgeon for going out and finding his guys a game to reward them for taking the unprecedented steps that they need to take right now to stay on the court. The NFL coaching hirings are underway. It's the bell started ringing, and I told you this. I told you as soon as Jacksonville sorted themselves out with Urban Meyer, we were going to start to see the chips fall, and darn if they haven't. Darn if they haven't, because everybody was interested in the Jacksonville job. Shad Khan's got money, okay? Shad Khan's got the cash. Shad Khan's got the number one pick in the draft coming up. So everybody was waiting around to see if they could, you know, coach Trevor Lawrence. As soon as Urban decided to, you know what, or get off the pot. He chose to get off the pot, sign the contract, and now he's in at Jacksonville. It's going to be fantastic. I think it is. I'll be shocked if he fails. His demand for excellence, not only of himself, but his players and his staff, and that'll ultimately be what has to happen here too. He's got to find a staff at the NFL level. We know his ability at the college level. It's been fantastic. Robert Saleh, the coach of the Jets, that's good because I feared he may end up in Philadelphia. That's a guy I would not want to see in the division if I was Washington or anybody else. The Falcons have offered their job to Arthur Smith, the OC for Tennessee. We'll see if he takes that. Adrian Peterson owes $8.3 million to a loan company. You know, good dude, allegedly, you know, by everybody that, you know, knows him and has played with him. Except when you sign on the dotted line, you got to pay the people the money back. I mean, you all have homes out there, leases, rent. You got to pay when you sign on the dotted line. You got to pay him back at some point. Whether he's got that money, this guy's made over $102 million as an NFL player through the course of the years. One of the greatest running backs of all time. So, I mean, he signed, you know, big contracts. But, you know, somehow getting mixed up in however he did with this, and you owe these people money. They offered a settlement. I mean, they had a settlement for much cheaper on the table. And allegedly he let that ride. So now he owes them a lot more money. It's just like when you hear all these things, hey, you know, this loan company will shrink it down for you. Okay, well, you got to pay them back at some point. You got to pay them back at some point, or boom, that balloon hits, and it's all over with. Yesterday on the station, Jason Wright, team president, Washington football team. Now, here is ironically something about this situation here. We still really don't know eventually how good Jason will be at this job because he hasn't been allowed to do the job yet, okay? Outside of the public relations tours and things of that nature and listening to his visions and hopefully him being the mouthpiece, because the one thing we have established, if this is going to be the business mouthpiece for your football organization, Dan's hit a home run here. Okay, because Jason Wright passes this test with flying colors. But he hasn't really been able to sell one ticket yet. He really hasn't, outside of, you know, marketing a label and some merchandise and things of that nature. Ultimately, we don't know how successful yet Jason will be because he hasn't been allowed to do the job yet. Based on what we hear, what we feel, and the feeling we get and how you read people, you feel that that's going to go pretty well, too, because the fan base loves him. Fan base loves him. People reacting yesterday in droves, slam dunk, grand slam as it pertains to Jason Wright. And the one thing that no matter what he promised yesterday, no matter what the name is, those colors will stay the same.
A few things are starting to come clear. You know, number one, burgundy and gold should never change, period. That is a core aspect of the identity of this team. And we know it is important from all this research as well to make sure we don't feel like an expansion club and we're tied to the history. We have to keep the burgundy and gold as the centerpiece of all of this. The other thing that we've heard clearly is that something random would land poorly. We need something that's connected to the history of the club or to the area or to something else that is meaningful to the fan base already, meaningful to the area, et cetera. So picking some random ass bird mascot doesn't feel like the right approach, at least from what we've seen so far.
That's why you love the guy, okay? He talks to you on our terms. He talks to you just like you. He doesn't talk above you. He talks to you and just like you. That's what we love about Jason Wright. Let's react to that. Your thoughts, what do you think that means in terms of where they're angling potentially for a name? And none of that's going to be done until the ownership stuff is taken care of. Let's keep that in mind. That's why Jason tells you it's going to be probably through 21 before this name gets launched. Your thoughts at 1-800-636-1067. AAA Always On Call listener line. Let's react to that. The Caps season opener, your thoughts on what we saw last night. 6 goals. Ovi didn't even have one, and they get the win over the Buffalo Sabres. Let's talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Jason Wright says burgundy and gold must stay a part of the color scheme. They are not going to venture away from that. And that's great news to hear. Somebody on Twitter, and I apologize because I should have wrote down who it was. Somebody this week was also floating around how they would like to see the white and gold stripes back down the middle of the helmet. And, yes, I'm all in on that. I'm all in on that. We need to dress that helmet up just a little bit more. That solid burgundy with just the number was kind of plain Jane-ish. And I understand why, you know, the basic uniform was this year, but I would agree with that person on Twitter. I want to see those stripes back down the middle of that helmet. Just got to dress it up. Just give me a smidge more. We don't have to put the stripes and everything back on the jerseys, you know, but that those stripes down the middle of the helmet would, in my opinion, look even better and look, you know, sharp and would not take away from the uniform. I think it would add some character to it. And I think that's where, you know, Jason Wright and this organization is from a business standpoint. Because right now, look, I mean, they can't sell tickets. You know, ticket sales are not on their agenda right now. You know, they're hoping maybe by the fall that we get that. And I think Jason has done a solid job with what he's been able to do in terms of being able to touch the fan base from a distance. You know, they've done a lot of things through social media, and your diehards are participating in that. You know, I mean, there's only so much internet content you can consume during the course of a week. And eventually this is going to come back down to bodies in the stands, people coming to the stadium. What's the parking situation going to be like? Is it going to resemble something that people can afford after this pandemic, or is it just going to be for the rich and famous? Because if it's just going to be for the rich and famous, you've alienated a lot of the diehards that have continued to support this team through thick and thin. And that's ultimately, to me, that's ultimately where Jason Wright and the rest of the people around him within the business outfit of this team, this is what's going to determine whether they succeed or fail. It's great that we can get the fan base to go rah-rah and all this other stuff. It's great, yeah, you know, fantastic. We love the burgundy and gold. All right, yeah, Washington football team, let's go. But when it comes time to come back to the stadium, what is that experience going to be like? What is that experience going to be like? Am I still going to get mugged for parking if I come to the game as a fan? You know, I mean, you've heard from a lot of the media people. They have to pay for a media pass to park anywhere reasonably close to the stadium. You know, I mean, these are the people you want delivering the message in as positive a way as you possibly can right now. You know, every team doesn't want the media to be antagonists about their team. Every person inside the business office of a team wants the media to be cheerleaders for their team. Well, here's how you do that. Here's how you get more positive stories. Here's how you get less negative stuff said by people in electronic media and online. You know, treat people reasonably decent. You know, treat people reasonably decent. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've told the story that when they were running Metro buses from Landover Mall, you know, they cut those buses in half, and you had a line of about 300-plus concessionaire people and media people after a Philadelphia Eagles Sunday night game. I walked back to Landover Mall at roughly 1 o'clock in the morning. It's the last time I've ever gone to cover a game there. I was helping out Craig Heiss because Craig was covering a game in Baltimore, so I'd cover the stuff in Washington for him. I told him never again. Never again. Not doing that again. Not doing that again. I mean, it's you got to treat people the right way. You got to treat your customers the right way. You know, those of us that go sit in the plush press box, we don't pay for a ticket to sit in the press box and go cover the game. I'm more concerned about you folks that are paying for tickets. You know, the tailgate Teds who've been so loyal to this franchise for so long, especially during the Dan Snyder era, and have just basically been treated kind of like, hey, thanks, you know, we'll see you next week. You're going to bring a tailgate again? All right. Okay, Ted, thanks. Bring some good food. You know, those are the customers. Those are the people that you have to take care of. And more importantly, you got to find new business. Because you know Ted's coming to the game every week. You know Susie Q's coming to the game every week. But how many other people are coming to the game? Because when we last saw fans loud in FedEx Field, they weren't coming. They weren't coming. And that's ultimately how we're going to judge Jason Wright when it gets down to brass tacks and the people that he has around him within that business element. You know, are they going to get people back in the building, A, rooting for the Washington football team? I mean, there's always going to be Eagles jerseys, Cowboys jerseys, Giants jerseys. We know that. I mean, it's just the nature of the business. You go to any NFL stadium right now, you will see the opposing team infiltrate. Okay? That's going to happen. No denying that. But you got to keep less and less of them out of there, because the more people that want to root for your team, the less they sell their tickets to other people, and more importantly, less availability for those opposing team fans. So there's great challenges that lie ahead here. It's not just picking a name. It's not just picking a name. Ron Rivera and the football side are holding up their end of the bargain through year one. That football product was definitely better this year. Definitely better. Infinitely better. We respect what's going on right now. We're not sitting here crushing the football product as we did under Jay Gruden and toward the end of last season under interim leadership. So ultimately, if that football product on the field keeps going up, what are they going to do on the business side to aid you, the fans? Everything we hear from Jason Wright continues to be great. Rah, rah, let's go Washington football team, and whatever the heck the name is going to be. We know it's not going to be some random name. The Washington Phoenix rising up. No, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. They're not going to be the Washington Wildcats. They're not going to be the, as Grant famously said yesterday, the Washington Pterodactyls after some random bird. No, we're not going to have that. They're not going to be the Washington Pigeons or Parrots. None of that stuff. But whatever it is, if the football product on the field is good, they've got to treat the customers better. Ultimately, that's what I want to see, and what I want to know is how they get you to come back to the stadium. Your thoughts on that at 1-800-636-1067. You heard Jason Wright with Grant and Danny yesterday. You can still get that by going to the radio.com app and hit the rewind feature. And you can listen to that in its entirety. How does he clean up that business mess for you so when they're allowed to have fans back, you will actually come back to the stadium? That, the Caps season opening win, game two for them tonight against the Sabres, all that on the menu here in the opening hour. Will Brinson of CBS Sports coming up at 11 to talk NFL playoffs and all the coaching hires. Jason right here on Sports yesterday. Radio 106.7 The Fan. And Jason talked about the importance of burgundy and gold remaining the colors. They are, you know, the one team that I think is strong enough, even though there seems to have been a bond forged. And I will say this. Other teams have always been gracious here, and the Washington football team has reciprocated this year in terms of, quote, cheering each other on through social media. And I'm glad to see that. Glad to see that happening, because what we saw, the synergy we saw between the Capitals and the Nationals, they won their respective championships. That is free marketing, friends. That is free marketing. You got hockey fans that maybe have never been to a baseball game at Nats Park. Well, they see the world champs in their arena. Maybe that makes them want to go to a Nats game. You know, same thing. You know, Ovi and the boys showed up at Nats Park. Maybe baseball fans who'd never been to a hockey game. Maybe that made them want to go, hey, let me go check this out. You know, these are the champs. Let me go check them out. This cross-pollination, this cross-marketing is only a positive. It's only a positive because there are people that follow certain teams and don't follow others, you know, through their social media channels. And if the Washington football team says, hey, let's go, Caps, it's your season opener, good luck, let's go, you know, maybe some people check that out. Maybe more people tune in to John Walton last night on the radio if they're driving around. Maybe they tune in to Joe B and Locker on TV if they're watching. And kudos to them. And obviously I can relate because I've had to do road games. You know, I'm lucky. You know, I know of some people in this area who will remain nameless who have been calling road games off of Zoom feeds, 24-inch monitors, things of that nature. Okay? When I did football on the road, I had a big 72-inch monitor watching it off the same feed you are. So nobody knew. Nobody knew Joe Miller, Keith Mills, myself, weren't even at the stadium for the road games. Because we had a big monitor, we're calling it off of that. But let me tell you, it sucks. We don't want to do that permanently. Okay? Baseball, impossible to call off the monitor. If a guy hits the ball in the air, you got no idea where it is. You got no idea where it is. But all of that cross-pollination, that cross-marketing, that's free. It's absolutely free advertising. It doesn't hurt to put out a tweet if you're the Washington football team saying, hey, let's go Caps. Good luck tonight, Wizards, you know. We see you, Bradley Beal. You know, just little things like that. Because then it gets the other side to do that for you. You know, when Washington's playing on a Sunday, you know, whoever's running the Caps feed can say, hey, let's go Washington football team. You know, good luck today against Dallas and so-and-so. You know, all of that is free marketing. And it doesn't take much to do that. And there was a time where that wasn't happening around here. That wasn't happening around here. A lot of the other teams kind of wanted to stay away from the Washington football team. Kind of like, hey, you know, you guys haven't showered in a little while. You know, maybe use a little right guard. You know, that's pretty cheap. You know, at your local Dollar General, go find it. So, you know, so you don't want to. Sometimes you don't want to be associated with some of those things. But as Washington played better this year, and Ron Rivera showed that they were going to run the football operation with some class. You know, we saw these other teams get involved and provide some supports. Little things like that are going to continue to propel that Washington organization forward. That by self-admittedly, they know they've got a long way to go. There's a ton of litigation still that has to be sorted out on the ownership side. So until that happens, you're not going to see a name. You're not going to see a specific name assigned to the team. But the one thing we have always loved about our team, and, you know, you saw the Capitals really capitalize with the Rock the Red. Burgundy and Gold has always been how we've referred to the football team. It's always been our safe haven. Even if you didn't like using the name Redskins with the team. And for understandable reasons, no question. Understandable reasons why the name has gone by the wayside. Can understand, and I understand both sides of it also. I understand why a lot of fans, we still have fans that call here. You have broadcasters during the games that still can't help themselves because it's been the name synonymous, you know, with this football franchise. Just as the colors burgundy and gold have. But we're not going to have a name until all of that litigation gets taken care of. Now, in Dan's case, he'd probably like it sooner rather than later. That way, you know, they can eventually get a launch done. And Jason Wright alluded to that yesterday. You can't do a launch of a name and do it properly without the proper lead time. And trying to rush that in their minds before September, you know, would be pretty hard to do. Which also tells you, it's kind of a hint that, hey, maybe this litigation is going to take a little bit of time. We have no idea when the litigation is going to take care of itself. So that's why the safe thing to say right now is that the name Washington Football Team sticks between now and the end of 2021. Because that litigation is still going to take a ton of time to sort out. The men, the money that are in power here and that are arguing with each other and the money that they're arguing over, it's just going to take time. And no matter how an arbitration panel rules, you know, one side may not like the ruling. They may try to appeal if they're allowed to do that. And then this thing takes even more time. So that's why you're not going to get a specific name. And I know everybody in many ways wants to have a name. I think people are supportive of Washington Football Team for right now, but I don't think they want to go forward with that. I mean, it looks like a distinguished label you'd see on the side of a bourbon bottle, you know, some fine distilled beverage. You know, God bless my grandfather who raised me, who worked at several fine establishments throughout the D.C. area during the course of his lifetime. to give some young buck a chance to eat Cheerios and stuff on a Monday morning and read the Washington Post. So from that standpoint, you know, the label right now, that distinguished-looking Washington football team label, you know, it looks okay. It looks okay, but we want to, and I've said this all season, it really tilts me when I look at the NFL.com stats for every ball game, and it says Seahawks football team. Are you serious? The NFL trolled us this year. The NFL trolled us. You know, their own website trolled us. They couldn't have put Washington inside that box. I mean, so there's still some distance to cover with this organization and even the league. It's its own partner. Okay? Its own partner. You know, let's hope NFL.com next year in the box scores. Can we put Washington instead of football team, please? I mean, at some point, can Jason make a call to somebody and bang the drum a little bit and say, hey, can we just put Washington in that box? Because to me, putting football team, just the word football team, they don't put Washington football team, they just put football team in that box. That's trolling us. Okay? That's mocking us. That's making fun of our product this year. That really tilted me every week. I mean, you heard Logan and I talk about it on the post-game shows. You know, it always kind of, yeah, you know, Seahawks and then football team. Yeah, okay. You know, don't do that again in 2021 NFL, please. Don't do that. We'll take some of your calls when we return. Don't want to shortchange anybody here. 1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us here on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Are you on board? Burgundy and gold has to stay. Would you like to dress up the helmet a little bit more? I'd love to see the stripes on it. And obviously, we're going to have to wait around for a name. We'll take some calls here in this next segment. Will Brinson joins us at 11 o'clock. It's all right here between now and 2 on 106.7 The Fan. 1-800-636-1067. Tell you reaches here on The Fan. Will Brinson of CBS Sports coming up at 11. Fred Katz on the Wizards at noon. John Clayton at 1. All between now and 2 right here on 106.7 The Fan. Ryan Kerrigan coming up this afternoon with Grant and Danny. Make sure you tune in there. Obviously, Ryan with key decision to make here in this upcoming offseason. That's another guy that's given his all for this franchise. I mean, he was the face of this franchise when it really didn't have a face. You know? It's a great song. Eyes Without a Face. You know, that was Ryan Kerrigan, man. That was Ryan Kerrigan. He was our eyes without a face for this franchise at times for several seasons here. You know? Could have beat feet at one point during the course of his career and, you know, chose to stick around. You know, chose to stick around. By the way, his Purdue Boilermakers own Indiana in college hoops. 8 in a row for Matt Painter's guys against their in-state rivals. Let's get to the phone. Sabah's in North Carolina. Sabah, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey, my main man. Sorry I didn't get to you the last couple of days. Been real busy, but I said I'm definitely calling in today.
Hey, man, people have a life. You know, I understand that.
I know, but like I said, always got to make room for the cup of coffee every day.
Okay? Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. About the name. I didn't hear everything because I just kind of got on late here. But I would name us. First of all, I'm a big one against changing from the Redskins. So the people got their way, the few that kind of just wanted to stick it to the Redskins. So we became football team. So if they want to troll us by putting football team, we're going to stay the Redskins or we're just going to be Washington. That's our name, Washington. Now they have to put Washington there. And there you go. That's all we are. With the Washington.
There you go. Appreciate it, Sabah. I mean, look, there's no question that, as I said, I mean, it bothers me that they put football team there, you know. And it's our fault. It's our fault for not being able to, you know, if we're gonna change the name. I mean, heck, Dan should have done what the Indians are doing. The Indians are gonna change the name, but they're gonna keep the name. It looks like at least through this season, you know, but. At least there's no, you know, there's no ownership, you know, stuff going on. So that's why they can, you know, do that and say, hey, at the end of this season, we're definitely going to have a change of names. And I got to be honest with you, I'm shocked that the Indians are doing that. Shocked that the Indians are doing it. You know, could they have changed the, you know, the mascot and things of that nature? Sure. Sure, they could have done that, but still really surprised, but glad that there is at least open conversation to it. They don't have to do it. You know, Dan didn't have to do it with this name. He could have stood there, you know, like he said a couple of years ago, you know, put his foot in the ground. We are not changing this name. But at some point, we at least have to have the openness and the conversation. You know, acknowledge that there is another side here to the conversation. And it's still going to be hard. It's going to be hard 4 years from now for people to talk about Washington football without saying, you know, the previous name Redskins. It's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard, I think, still for a lot of people. I think there are going to be a lot of people that still call in, and when they're talking about the football team, they're going to keep saying that because that's what they've said. Now, what you're hoping is, whatever the name is, it's catchy, it's clever, and they win. Because if it's catchy and it's clever and they win on top of it, that will make the transition to the new name that much easier. And ultimately, that's what's going to be important here. Ron Rivera and the football product continuing on that upward trajectory of what they did this year. And then whatever the name is, like I said, you know, and I've said this on the show a lot. Whatever the name is, if they win football games, the name's going to be great. The name is going to be great. Even if it's an average name, if they win, it's going to be a great name because people are going to be fired up about the football team. Now, if they stink, yes, people are going to troll the hell out of the new name if it's bad or if it's average. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. It doesn't matter. Even you can have some of the craziest stuff going on in your backyard. But if you win games, you know, I mean, the Yankees used to have all kinds of, you know, crazy things going on in their clubhouse. You know, Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin getting in fights in the dugouts. But they won games. They won games. So everybody kind of forgot about it and looked past it. It's just the Yankees. Speaking of the Yankees, by the way, bad news if you're a DJ LeMahieu fan. Yankees and LeMahieu 5-for-90 appears as the deal that's coming together between those two sides. Apparently, they had gotten to a little bit of a stalemate. It was kind of a DJ putting his foot in the ground saying, hey, man, I want to move on here at some point. I just want to get some resolution. So it looks like the Yankees and DJ LeMahieu are going to come together on 5-for-90. Takes another potential big guy out of the free agent market. Here in the George Springer, Mets and Blue Jays appear to be the top two for his services right now. So, again, you can name it whatever you want. If Ron Rivera and the football product on the field are winning games, people will support it, jump up and down for it, and root for the burgundy and gold. It's that simple. And that's what eventually Jason Wright and his business office will be hoping for. You can be the greatest marketer known to mankind. If you're marketing a 4-12 product, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody's paying premium price to come watch a 4-12 team. Now, a team that's consistently competing for the division, people more likely to put some people in for that. That's ultimately what it comes down to. You can name them whatever you want. You can name them whatever you want. But that name can be anything you want. If the team loses, people are going to troll you. If you win, everybody's going to cheer for it. Coming up, Will Brinson joins us here at the top of the hour. Fred Katz at noon. John Clayton on the NFL at 1. We'll talk with Will Brinson next, right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.